Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Does it sound like I'm munching? I am. Where did the time go? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Can you imagine, by the click of a button, people were reaching listeners all over the world, in any country. It is just amazing. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And did you know, this is a perfect opportunity for all of you that want to have your own show, to be part of the consortium. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I'll tell you about the 10-week introductory offer so that all of you could participate in life and share your brilliance with the world. And age has nothing to do with it. Do you know what my mission and passion is? To change the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally. Now, just give me a minute here. I'm turning around. Now go get your cup of coffee, and let's have a little slurp. By the way, they say that a cup of coffee in the morning is a great way to kickstart your day. But remember, I'm caffeine sensitive, so I have decaf, about this time every day. Excusez-moi. The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. He makes fabulous coffee. Now, I want you all to weigh in on today's show. Call in 347-637-3789 and let your voice be heard. On Tuesday, we did the value of older workers. Good news. On Wednesday, the profile of America's older workers. And today, ethics of older workers. Unretired, experienced, productive, dedicated, and loyal. Now get your pen and pad out. On September 1st, AARP, and I'm getting all of this information from ARP, by the way. So don't accuse me of plagiarism. I can't know everything. Go to aarp.org/work, W-O-R-K, and look at the opportunities that you have. Refire, don't retire your passion in life. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. I can't imagine. What on earth are you going to do all day? Unless you have a plan, what are you going to do all day? Bonnie Rooks, who was in the book Choices, she was the oldest steel mill working mama in the world. Not behind a desk. She actually labored side by side with the men. She said in the book Choices, get it from Author House, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, that her mommy died and then her dad was alone. He lived alone. And he retired from work. He lasted 1 year and he died. He just simply died. So what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your life? How's it going right now? Are you happy in your employment? Are you unhappily employed? I remember on yesterday's show, now all of the shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on all of the buttons. And I really challenged you. I said, come on, let me hear from you. Many of you, the same old story over and over again. I'm not happy with my life. I don't like my job. Well, if there isn't any passion in it, why are you there? And then I asked you to turn it around. Yeah. Come on. We're going to do role modeling. You now own the company. It's your company. And we know that the only person that you keep happy is the guy that signs your paycheck. Now, you're going to sign the paycheck for all of these employees. Would you hire you? I've never been more serious. Would you hire you? Yes or no? When you got up this morning, you're going to work. Are you prepared to give 70, 80%, 90% of devotion to the guy who's signing or the girl who's signing your paycheck? Are you just going to sit there and be a toxic, negative Nelly? Toxic, negative thinking. I dare you. Weigh in on this. 347-637-3789. And let me hear your voice. The ethics of older workers, unretired. For employers, the unretired provide a pool of experienced labor that has proved to be productive, dedicated, and loyal. The past recession, 2007 to 2009, the post-recession economy has moved back toward full employment. Many industries are finding it harder to fill jobs, particularly in skilled trades. The 50-plus workers have the maturity and experience to help employers address current and future talent shortages. Once a job is filled, it tends to stay filled. Workers 50-plus are less likely than younger workers to leave their jobs unexpectedly. So researchers surveyed large and small companies to assess how employers evaluate their older workers. Number one, older workers are more reliable. They show up for work on time. They have stronger work ethics. Older workers' experience makes them better able to manage problems and respond to emergencies. And they're valuable mentors to younger people in the firm. Benjamin Franklin, remember him? At the age of 78, what did he do? And Barbara Beskin, at age 91, contributed to our society. Tell me, what are you going to do? Come on, I could hardly wait. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you can write to me at Kathy Studio, Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Are you preparing for a second act in your working life? Tell me what it is. Or you could email me and I could set up a phone conference, a telephone call with you. It's not going to cost you anything, and it's no bait and switch. We, those of us that have matured into this divine age, I don't like the word senior. Can elegant aging? Oh, I kind of like that. Those of us that have moved higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, and vistas to enter, to explore, we have entered the elegant age of aging. Oh, I've got to write that down. I like that. What do you think? The Elegant Age of Aging. Did you know that the face of 80 now is the new face of age 50? Did you know that Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And George Burns said, well, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And then, sidebar, I have to tell you this. You don't believe me, hmm? Get up off your butt. Exercise. And I have a product that we've been taking, a vitamin supplement, purple rice, for over 3 years. Last Monday, we had all of our blood testing done. Now remember, we're octogenarians. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And if grandma ain't happy, just better run for your life. So we're probably old enough to be your mama. And in some cases, your nana. We just got the report back. Our cholesterol, triglycerides, high, low, you name it, perfect. We are not diabetic. We don't have any cholesterol problems. But we work out 5 days a week. And in the beginning, we were working out 7 days a week. See, we came into this world with exercise on our plate. We wouldn't know what to do without it. So please check with your doctor before you try anything. And of course, you know I'm a stair climber, and I think it's the best thing for your body. But you have to check with your doctor. Will you promise me that you'll do that? But isn't that good news? No diabetes. Everything else was off the wall. It was so perfect. So, what do you want? How do you want to feel? How do you want to look in 5 to 10 years? What do you want to do? You're just going to exist, live off the dole? You're not going to contribute back to the world? How sad. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, the consortium is sponsored, but I really think of them as my partnerships. And if you want to be part of soaring with the eagles, it's a learning curve. It's a learning curve. You're with me for 10 weeks. But I have to see what you have. I don't know what your product, your service, or your business is. And change is constant. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And I work with you on producing your commercial. And then guess what? You get a half-hour show. Commercial free. It's yours. It is yours to use as a marketing tool. What you do, after the show is archived, I send you the link. Listen to yourself. And then you ask yourself, well, would I hire her or him? Would I check into the product or whatever else they have? Was I convincing? Was I passionate? Was I inspiring? And if you like your half-hour interview, your own show, you now email the link to your email database. And you ask them to email it to their database and so on and so forth. Within minutes, it has circled the world. It has circled the world. And now, you're the star of your own show. And then you could come on, be part of the consortium with Live with Kathy, or I could take you through the steps to have your own show on Blog Talk Radio. What a learning curve. But you have to get in touch with me. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by manly men. Titans, gigantic titans, who want to inform you, to educate you to a better world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. See, can't you just feel the energy? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Domperion of the Trades, Ironworkers International. Let me give you Impact, their website, impact-net.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You become an apprentice. You have to qualify 3 to 4 years. Then you become a journeyman. And in the 3 to 4 years, my dear, you are getting paid. And your health care kicks in, and so does your pension, as long as you stay with it. Now, that you have to qualify, and I'll tell you more about apprenticeships, because if the pay is 40, now this is, it's all relative, whoever you're working with. Pay is 40 to 60% of what a fully skilled professional earns. At the end, apprentices leave with a credential certifying their skills and usually a permanent job with the employer. Man, how sweet is that? Now, is it going to be a job or a career? Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they took the National Gold Medal Award. And I just came back. Had a great workout. And I want you to get acquainted with the 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Kupp. She does a fabulous job. Are you bored and lonely? Too much time on your hands? Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. Looks do matter. They matter to me. I don't know if they matter to you. If you want to look like a wrinkled old granny apple, and if you want to walk around just slurring your words and giving aging the elegance of aging a bad reputation, go ahead, but you won't be in my life or in my circle. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins in the body, and I have a solution on how to neutralize it in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then there's a product. You know, good skin is inside out. Can you imagine being an octogenarian and getting the results from our blood testing? It's a celebration. Man, I am just ecstatic. And you could have it too. But now look. If you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. My book is filled with methods, techniques, and secrets that are mine. Nobody else's but mine, and no one else has them. If you want the book, you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It's an e-book and a soft copy. It's not a hard copy, it's a soft copy. You will just love it. No frills, no nothing. Common sense. And why? At this age. Because remember, if you're 50 years old in America, you're in God's waiting room. I don't think so. Get in touch with me. And then, do you want to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline? Edith Nam is the author extraordinaire of this book. You can get it at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And to find out more about this remarkable lady who has survived four cancers, ENAMM.com. Are you toxic negative thinking? Ah. You see, the Silver Fox and I have adapted this powerful pep positive energy of thinking in our lives. Do we have setbacks? Of course we do. But we talk about them. We don't let them fester. Talk about it, get it out, then flush it down the proverbial toilet. You know, quitting your job could help. But don't quit it if you're really dependent on that money to keep your family alive. But this is what this show is about, Kickstart Your Career. I'm going to give you ideas on what you should be thinking. Of course, you see, if you're 20 years old, you're bulletproof, you're going to live forever. The spirit never ages, the essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. The body shows the time has passed when movement lacks in grace, and yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair, just as we were when we were young, and life was ours to dare. And it still is. It's all about you, your attitude, and your choices. PSA. Abuse, elder, domestic, verbal, and emotional. We cannot get around it. Unchecked, it can be brutal, even deadly. Oh, you know that women could be brutal, too. It's not just you guys. And this is universal. This is all over the world. And children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Remember, they are our future. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. The National Domestic Hotline, 800-799-7233. If I'm talking too fast, remember the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on September 29th, the 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. Click on all of the shows. Oh, con and scam artists, I told you. I got these glowing emails from Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They're gifting me $5 million each. All I had to do was click on the link, and I didn't. I took it to my bank immediately, and we had some fun checking it out. It's a scam. They're pros. Promising a solution to a problem? Oh, and especially companionship for a lonely heart. Don't you dare give them any. And if you want money, you don't have to send them money for shipping costs and handling. Do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live. Thank you, ARP, for the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. PSAs have been brought to you in part by people who really care. The Contributing Authors and Choices. It's a book that will help you. It is nonfiction. Get it at AuthorHouse.com. Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Kathy Watson, Through the Years and In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. And you want to know what? They want your money. Why would you part with it? You worked for it. You earned it the old-fashioned way. Isn't that exciting? Now, I have a caller. Michmo Vidit. Let's see what this caller has to say. Oh, let me take down. Just wait one little minute. Because this is going to be interesting. I love when people weigh in on the show. Okay, let's see what this person has got. Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
My name is LaMesa.
Madesa?
LaMesa, like La Mesa, California.
Oh, LaMesa. Oh, what a beautiful name. LaMesa.
Thank you.
What prompted you to call in?
Well, this is my first time finding the Blog Talk Radio website, and I have a gift of gab, and I always wanted to reach out and find individuals that I wanted to speak with on different topics. And I noticed that you were on air, and you were talking about unretired, and it's a very unique talk dealing with the baby boomers and the workforce. And even though I'm not at that age yet, I'm just a mere 41, so I'm probably a baby in your eyes. But I'm curious about this demographic of people because I studied marketing recently, and we were talking about the baby boomers and the workers and what would interest them. And I just wanted to weigh in on the subject since you were discussing it and get some ideas.
LaMesa, what is your profession right now? What do you do? How do you earn your money?
Currently, I am unemployed myself. I've worked in the education industry in the past.
What's your passion?
Which
okay. All right, you're unemployed. I want you to sit very quietly. And a single parent. I want you to sit quietly. Go into a room all by yourself, no radio, no nothing, and just sit quietly and clear your mind. You have to find the sweet spot. Everyone, this is for everyone out there. What is your passion? What really is that fire in the belly desire that you want to share with the world? Did you ever think of being your own boss, a home-based business?
Not if you would have asked me that maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, no. But now, because I'm a single parent and I have been for many years, that thought kind of has, I've grown, I've evolved into that idea, that path. It didn't happen, you know, like 15 some years ago, because I was still just, you know, going to school and trying to struggle, take care of my children and
right,
dealing with a lot
funny.
Of
we don't,
other
we
legal
don't
things.
Have to. LaMesa, I want you to email me at Kathy Studio, CATHI, studio at sbcglobal.net. And this is no obligation, no nothing. I was 25 years old and started my own home-based business. I didn't have any role models. I didn't have anything. But you have to have a plan. You have to have a blueprint. Despite the high level of interest, half of the startup businesses fail because they didn't choose what they were passionate about. You have to embrace networking, and you have to have a business plan. LaMesa, thank you so much for calling. Get in touch with me. The show is over, but be sure and listen tomorrow at 12 noon, and we could resume this conversation. Au revoir.
Thank you.